Taylor Swift and Blank Space on Today FM. Before that was Becky Hill and Galantis. And Ron, Taylor Swift by request. I hope the car journey has gotten a little bit more interesting for the guys. Weekend Breakfast, Allison Curtis with you Today FM. As promised, Hazel has joined me in studio from the homereset.ie. Hazel, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad to be back. Thank you.
Do you know your podcast, the last time you were on, which was a while ago actually, was one of our most listened to ever.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
You kept that as a surprise.
People want to have their houses organized. So can you do just a little bit of a reintroduction to yourself? Because it has been a little while since you've been on the program.
Yes, absolutely. My name is Hazel. I am a professional organizer, CPD certified professional organizer and declutter expert. I own the company The Home Reset, which I set up in 22 after a very long career in corporate world. I'm just obviously very passionate about things being organized and how it can impact you living in a cluttered space, and how living in a clutter-free space allows you to enjoy the more important things in your life and focus on what's actually important.
Yeah, and it's about the flow of a house as well. And there have been studies about the clutter affecting women's mental health more than men's.
That's so true. It does affect women more so. Not to say that it doesn't affect men, but it certainly sits, let's say, a cluttered space would impact a woman, they said, more than a man.
Yeah.
Even when it wasn't their stuff, just looking at a photo of a cluttered room would impact their brain more so than a man's, which is fascinating.
Well, and I've said to you when you were on before, I don't know how much work you technically would have in my house, because I've only let everybody have one bowl, one spoon, one sweater.
Stuff
stresses me out beyond belief, and I don't have a lot of emotional attachment to stuff.
But it comes from, again, everyone's childhood impacts them, and yours impacted you in such a way that, again, you're only allowed one of each thing. I've met clients who...
That's kind of extreme, that's not true, but anyway.
No, but there's middle children who've said, I know, or let's say the youngest of three, knowing, like, the reason I kept everything is because nothing was mine as a child.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to think about how, and even me, wanting to throw everything out.
Yeah.
I need to be aware that my kids don't want me to do that. So in order to not affect them later and kind of create mini hoarders, you understand their kids, and at this point in time, they're allowed to have their stuff.
Yeah.
But let's... Yeah,
prioritise it.
And some sort of understanding from them that it's not mum's job all the time to tidy. You guys can row in with that too. Let's make it fun if we can.
Yeah.
And so that later on in their lives, they're not trying to cling on to like strips of paper and things that really meant things to them as children, because we were throwing everything out.
That's so true. And so, I mean, I've been guilty of throwing things out, and she's gotten mad at me in the past for it, but I do find her room chaotic. But again, I've now learned to respect it's her space. She can do what she wants with it for now.
Exactly. But forcing them isn't going to make it row in with your ideas.
No. So you're on Ireland AM quite a bit as well, and you have a lot of clients, and you're great on social at The Home Reset.ie. And we just thought, because we're transitioning, I find September more like a January than a January, to be honest.
It's trending. September Reset is trending, I think, more so than even the January one.
I just love the fresh start. Like, same. I'm like, even though my life doesn't change and I'm not in school anymore, as a kid, I used to love it. I'd be like, okay, new start, fresh new start. And it didn't mean as much as January did. So we thought we'd get you on air to give us our top five tips to transition kind of our homes into the new season.
Absolutely.
So number five.
Okay, so let us look at our wardrobe. So seasonal rotation is my go-to thing to do in autumn. And that doesn't mean buying a whole new wardrobe, absolutely not. But what we want to do is remove from our wardrobes the things that we're no longer wearing in this season, deciding about whether we're keeping those items,
do
we wear them in the summer, do we need to repair them, do we need to sell them, donate them, or are we keeping them up for next year?
Right.
So putting them away. Taking out our last year's autumn wardrobe.
Yeah.
Again, not rebuying everything, re-looking at what we already own and deciding if we're keeping it. And if so, it goes back into the wardrobe and it's visually, you can see everything, access everything. And if there are items at that point that you think, do you know what? I didn't wear that this time last year. I can't see myself wearing it again. Donate.
Okay.
We have fabulous charity shops out there.
We do.
If we do need to replenish anything in our wardrobe and we've identified gaps, check your charity shops first.
Exactly.
So that would be
good. Beginning. Okay, that's good. I like the sounds of that. And you can just have a nice cup of tea and like take your time doing it as well. So if people have that time.
Glass of wine.
Or a glass of wine. This is true. Drink responsibly. Number four now, Hazel.
And you mentioned how things aren't changing for you when the season changes, but your routines are changing. So around you, your family's routines change. And so let's try and implement some systems to update our routines now that it's autumn. Okay, so for me, it's kids, it's activities, it's homework.
Yeah.
So what I love the idea of is a homework station. So
right.
I've talked about this before, but a small box full of the stationery that they need for their homework. So when they come in from school, the routine is homework's first, get the homework station. Everything you need is in there. So there's no running for rubbers.
You did this
rulers.
In Ireland AM as well, yeah.
Exactly, and it went down so well and people constantly asked me about it. People wanted to know if I was selling them, but really it's literally just a box with the pens and pencils and highlighters in there. So getting routines set up, even lunchbox stations.
Mm.
Make everything a station, hair station for the morning. So I think, yeah, routines we need to be aware of. I mean, a million activities are happening.
Yeah, I know.
Where is
all
the stuff? Does everyone know where their gum shield is, their boots, their swimming togs?
So just in one location.
Just
I like that.
That.
Okay.
Because I think otherwise it's chaotic.
Yeah.
Every morning, every evening, every afternoon.
And it just raises people's tempers and we don't want that.
No.
Number three.
Entranceway reset.
Okay.
So when we come home, and we talked about it earlier, having a clutter-free space and a sort of a place for everything is the aim of the game.
Okay. Mm.
And when we come in after a long day, our kids all come in, everything gets thrown around the place at the entrance. You're falling over shoes and footballs and school bags and dirty lunchboxes, whatever. Having a drop zone in your entranceway avoids that.
So right.
It's not difficult. You're not asking for complicated systems, especially not with young kids. But it's somewhere for their bags to go, their shoes to go, lunchboxes out, it's into the kitchen.
Okay.
So you're not falling over those shoes and bags coming in the door.
So they have a station for that as well. Okay, I like that.
A station. Everything's a zone. And I think for younger kids, it's easy.
It's a zone, yeah.
For everyone. It's a place for everything and everyone can row in and get on board.
Yeah, definitely. And follow it along. Number two.
Pantry.
So
pantry, food presses, whatever you want to call it. I think let's reset those pantry presses. Let's get ready for...
Check the dates.
I have implemented that in our pantry and I do with my clients all the time. A use me next section.
All right.
So if I know something's getting close, like my Thai curry paste is getting close to expiration, I'm going to put it in there.
I like that.
It needs to be this week's meal or, again, snacks, lunchbox, whatever way you can organise your food. Presses so that people can make their own lunches, but you are aware of what dinners are coming. Talk about meal prep with the whole family. It's not just mum's job, it's not necessarily just dad's job, but what are we eating for this whole week? It's so busy, we need to be prepped for it.
Yeah.
We need to have our food in, organised, visual. And if your food press is so chaotic that you've no idea what's in there, you're not sure if you've the ingredients for the meals, then it's impossible to stick to.
Yeah. And actually, I have to say, I'm a fan of getting containers and decanting them, but Garen, the comedian, did the best piece. I'm going, who do we think we are? Yeah. Like, how do you know? And it's true. My husband's the same. He's like, we don't know when it goes out of date then once it goes in. I so I know. You have to be careful about that. But anyway, that's next level, I know.
So many people
I have too much time on my hands, clearly. And number one, Hazel.
So paperwork, I think people dread it. Let's reset our paperwork in terms of a system for where it goes, what happens to it. So people think, I have to have a junk drawer. I have to have somewhere for my ESB bill.
Right.
But in actual fact, let's just go paperless. Let's just spend an hour to get in touch with our providers to say, I no longer want paper bills.
Right.
Or if there's certain, like, there's probably three pieces of paper that we need in our homes.
Mm-hmm.
So let's have a place for them. Passports, the car, logbook, whatever you call that. And I can't even think of a third one.
Maybe your birth cert, I don't know.
Birth cert, yeah. But other than that, really all the other paper that it just is things that have to be actioned.
Yeah.
So if you need an inbox or an action station, a drawer for the things
something,
to sit,
put them in there.
But it should be small.
September is actually a good month for that, for sure, definitely. I love talking to you. TheHomeReset.ie to reach Hazel at HomeReset.ie as well. And we'll have you in again. And thank you so much for your time this morning. This is a classic. I can tell you're a Hanson fan. I know you are.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.